listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Action is needed to address the housing crisis in the Central Highlands, with essential workers struggling to put a roof over their heads. That's according to Gregory MP Lachlan Miller, who's calling for action in next week's state budget. With the bottom line expecting a boost from coal royalties, he says the region needs its fair share in health, infrastructure and housing funding.
When they come out here, we need to be able to provide them accommodation. There are plenty of jobs here in the Central Highlands, but one of the biggest issues we face is that we can't house these people so they don't take up the job.
To hear more of that one-on-one chat and the wish lists of other community leaders, favourite Central Queensland local news on Listener. Aviation history will take flight in Central Queensland when Australia's first commercial hydrogen-powered flight touches down in Gladstone. SkyTrans will fly from Brisbane to the port city using a 15-seat aircraft built in Queensland. The only emissions from the flight will be the water from the tailpipe, but we'll have to wait to 2026 to see it in the air. Gladstone Mayor Matt Burnett says it's another example of his city decarbonising.
Well, it makes sense. Well, like, we've got the port, we've got the people, and we've got the power. We have the best aluminium in the world, the best aluminium in the world. We produce LNG as well. People know that things can get done in Gladstone.
The key to surviving our bushfire season is being prepared, which means getting ready now. Locals in the Rockhampton region are being warned of a higher risk of fires this year as council urges us to remove excess vegetation and maintain fire breaks on rural properties. James Hagg from the Rural Fire Service says every year the timing of the season can vary, so it's important to have a plan in place. Taking a look at local sport, Rockies basketballers play in front of a home crowd once again tonight, facing off with Ipswich Force. It should be an easy match for the Cyclones women, though, who are sitting 6 places clear of Ipswich on the NBL1 North Ladder. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News and add to your favourites now.